welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, these marijuana edibles, you know, that look like normal candy, look like normal Cheetos, look like normal everything. I, you know, there's a responsibility of people who have these marijuana edibles in their homes and allow children. You know, you should know that that stuff should be kept out of the reach and out of the way of children. You know, here's an article, a story that I know is replicated all over this country and maybe globally, wherever, you know, these things are sold. 2 fifth grade students were taken to hospitals after consuming marijuana-infused gummies at school. Now, you can't tell the difference between, if you see it, a marijuana gummy and a regular gummy, right?
Even the packaging, like, kids aren't going to read it. They're going to see the general packaging looks similar and assume it's real because they do. They put, like, a spin on, like, the actual packaging. Like, if it's Airheads Edibles, like, they're going to put, an Airhead logo on it and it say, like, Edibles. And who's going to read that?
You know, my bottom line is they shouldn't have been allowed to produce it in that manner. Why would you produce a gummy bear that's laced with marijuana to look exactly like the regular candy gummy bear? What's the purpose of that? I mean, change it in the shape of it, the color of it, but why would you replicate?
Down to the packaging.
Yes.
Down to the packaging.
I mean... Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Why have they replicated food, candy, you know, Cheetos, whatever it is? Somebody explain to me why that makes sense. And I really don't understand why the government would allow that, right? So if that's what you want to do as an adult, that's fine. But you should have a responsibility that goes along with that, no different than a gun or anything else. It should be out of the reach of children. You know, and I get it, you know, maybe because, you know, you're getting high sometimes. You know, I used to do that. You forget things. But that can't be acceptable, right? In this instance, again, 2 fifth grade students were taken to the hospital after consuming marijuana-infused gummies at school. Crystal Hall said her son was given the gummy by a classmate at Grand River Academy in Livonia, Michigan, on Monday. Today, I sent my baby to school with nothing wrong with him. 2 hours later, I was getting the call that my son was given a marijuana gummy, and the 911 had been called and the paramedics were on their way, Hall wrote in a Facebook post on Monday. I instantly went in panic mode because my baby is 11 years old. Hall wrote that police had told her they wouldn't be pursuing charges since the children are minors. So, you know, so my child coming to school, his friend, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the phone?
Tom from L.A.
Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay, Earl. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. And I mean that ultimately. And second, I'm a proud FDR Democrat.
So what's your take on this, man?
Well, first off, I got it. I had to call in for the last thing. I was going to hold back, so I wanted to wait for my call for Gwen Moore.
Okay.
But well, I know CJ.
You'll be able to call back. Go ahead.
CJ has to get his $88,000 comment in there every single day. Apparently, that's his good branding, and I actually appreciate that he's got that branding in there. What CJ doesn't realize is that, like you said, Social Security is an earned benefit. We all paid into it. And second, CJ also does not realize that maybe if we cut some of that money out of the military-industrial complex, maybe that $88,000 per person would go down. And also that at least this program is actually going back to We the People, whereas his other, you know, I'm sure he's a big war guy, a big war games, and wants to give all that money to the military-industrial complex, his $88,000 per person. But the thing is, it's not coming to us.
So that
is not coming to us at all.
So
I just wanted to make that comment first off. And if he can, I know he likes to talk about Santa Claus. I'd love for him to look up on Google Common Dreams, Tom Hartman, and the Two Santa Claus Theory.
By
Jude Winensky. Very, very important thing.
So, Tom, what's your take on the?
I think that's the thing with the gummies and everything. I think what it's going to do ultimately, unfortunately, is it's going to hurt the industry. I think that the industry is making great strides.
But why was it allowed to happen? Is what I'm saying, Tom. You know.
You mean in terms of this kid getting the
no,
gummy?
But the fact that they would make the packaging and the stuff themselves look just like regular food and regular candy and regular cookies.
Well,
and
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what's going to end up killing the industry. So they're really doing a bad, the manufacturers are doing a bad thing. Because of the fact that kids are going to get into the, edibles.
They're going to get it.
And if they get into the edibles, then that's going to prove the point to all of these right-wingers and all these people that are against the medication that is marijuana and the positive benefits of marijuana. It's going to end up hurting marijuana. I don't know if they think that 18 and 21 and 30-year-old people want to feel like they're a kid again and that's why they want to put it into a gummy bear-looking thing or what. But I would think that if it's an adult type of medicine or an adult type of drug, that you would put it more in an adult type of package.
Tom, they're actually babies who've ingested those types of things.
Yeah, well, if that's happening, unfortunately, I think that kind of goes back to the parent in terms of the parent
needs to make sure
that their gummies are up on a very high place where their kids can't get it. But the thing is, I mean, the one good thing we know is that marijuana, there is no overdose with marijuana. And I'm not someone that likes gummies myself personally.
Right.
I've smoked pot and I've taken gummies, and I don't like the out-of-control feeling of the gummy. So I'm not someone that likes it, but there's a lot of people that do. So I don't have an issue with anyone that, it's not up to me. It's up to the person's choice.
Go ahead, quickly.
But I think this is going to end up hurting the very industry that's trying to make a positive force going forward. And they really need to stop and think about it and think, you know what, maybe we need to not be so cutesy-cutesy about our packaging and our manufacturing of our packaging, because what's going to end up doing is it's going to end up hurting the industry as a whole, and it's going to end up making all these people that say,
Tom, the worst in the world. Well said. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Congresswoman Gwen Moore. You tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back. Wake up.